Is anyone out there counting down the days until Christmas? I know that some of you are digging out the decorations and curating nostalgic playlists.
I grew up in the era when Andy Williams had his Christmas specials.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
They were fantastic, and the Christmas music that he sang, it was part of my childhood.
Jamie Warner is executive director of the American Christmas Tree Association. Yes, that's a thing. Of course, it's an industry. But this year, there's a lot of problems.
Fires, drought, flooding, smoke from the fires, you name it. Christmas tree growers and growers of all sorts have had an extremely challenging season.
Extreme weather isn't the only grinchy thing going on. Global supply chain bottlenecks are also being naughty.
The great majority of our artificial Christmas trees are manufactured in China. And Christmas trees and pretty much every other consumer good is languishing either out at sea or hasn't shipped yet.
So you should expect to pay at least 20% more for artificial trees and real trees. There's no way out here. Inflation will not take a holiday.
On top of that, you might not find exactly what you're looking for. But remember, this is the season of hope and of miracles.
There are still bargains to be had. There's sales going on online. I think that it's very important for consumers to, if they see something they like, to buy it right away.
Warner also suggests you be flexible.
This year, I think people will be able to celebrate Christmas with their families again and with their friends. And no one is going to notice if you don't have that very, very perfect Christmas tree. Really, there are no such thing as bad Christmas trees. They're all beautiful.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
They're all beautiful, assuming you can get one.